Half the time he would be wide awake, staring frog-eyed at the ceiling, his hand resting absently on his genitals. In this position, in order to avoid thinking of the future, he would think of the past. He would rehearse the proudest episodes of his life and compare them with his present state of stifled inertia. His graduation, his six-month tour of Italy and the Greek islands, the flush of intellectual excitement in which he had completed his MA thesis, his first sexual conquest, his second sexual conquest, his last sexual conquest, the publication of his note on line 25 of Little Gidding in a 1976 issue of Notes and Queries, the second graduation ceremony at which he had been awarded his doctorate. But always at the front of his mind, there festered the knowledge that these events had taken place a long time ago. They had all occurred within a period of 8 years. And since then, nearly the same period had elapsed, and in all that time, nothing had happened. Not a solitary highlight. This meant, amongst other things, that Hugh had developed a very confused sense of the passage of time. He was aware that 8 years had passed since he had received his final degree, but because there were no landmarks to punctuate these years, he could no longer distinguish them from one another, or achieve any grasp of their cumulative span. That day of triumph in Coventry Cathedral seemed neither recent nor distant. It seemed, if anything, to belong to a quite different level of existence. His life now comprised other realities, the hiss of the gas fire and the heavy warmth of his bedroom, the texture of pubic hair as he twined it around his index finger, the smell, to which he had long since become immune, of the unwashed socks and underpants stashed under the bed, and the daily routine of forcing himself, at about 2:30, out of his bed, out of the flat, onto a bus, and onto the university campus, in search of a kind of companionship.